The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As you've been hearing, the government leaders met and agreed a 2024 general election, with November the 29th being speculated as the likely possibility. In the opposition benches, the embattled Sinn Féin continues to face questions over the former senator, Niall O'Donoghue, after it emerged that the teenager that he had texted was in fact 16 years of age and not 17. Now, to talk about these stories and more, I'm joined by executive editor of the Daily Mail Group Ireland, John Lee. John, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
First of all, they had a meeting last night and they didn't decide on the date, because that's not in their gift. It's only in the gift of one man.
Yes, the Taoiseach, I think, tried to reassert authority last night, having seen his colleague Roderick O'Gorman get out of the traps a bit early last week, announcing a 29th of November date as a preference for himself. But they haven't confirmed that yet.
Well, I mean, when you work back from Christmas and when they would actually go into recess for their Christmas holidays, it's really the only date.
Oh, that looks like it. That looks like it. But they haven't announced it yet. I think there's a couple of reasons for that. Firstly, if you look at like a couple of precedents in recent times, Theresa May, her election that cost her seats in so many elections in Britain, was it 2019 or 2018? Can't remember now. Her election campaign was way, way too long. A lot of politicians learnt a lesson from that. If they were to tell us the date today, you've got a very, very long election campaign, which becomes attritional for a government that really is in such a good position right now that they don't need to start campaigning yet.
So you want to minimise the window for political accidents?
Yeah, or political discussion at all. So as far as I know, the two finance ministers, Pascal Donoghue and Jack Chambers, go to the United States on Thursday and Friday. They're going separately. And they're not back till Monday. The Dáil is in recess over the following week, so there's no Dáil business to be done then. So to actually get the finance bill done is not possible with those two guys missing.
Why are they missing?
There's some IMF conference in New York, which was pre-scheduled. I think I said in this show before, I honestly don't believe they had made the decision on the election date a few weeks ago. They were seeing how things pan out. There has been a momentum towards a November election, as you know. It's been speculated on for nearly a year now. I think the big mistake they perhaps made was way back, and if this was when Simon Harris came in, I'm not saying, do you know what, we're going to have the election on the 15th of February, or we're going to have it on the 22nd of November and left that. They didn't do that. So right now they're into a kind of a phony war where we're all presuming it's going to be the 29th of November.
Yeah. When you start looking at the various options, and they have confirmed it seems it's going to be a Friday.
Yes, yes.
And I've been saying on this program, but Thursday's the new Friday. You know, when you start calculating, why did they want it on a Friday? It was when people went home from the cities to their home places where they would be registered to vote.
Yeah,
it was that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
In terms of the Saturday one was to minimise the disruption to schools, which were used as polling stations. So if you're going to close, maybe they think if they close on the schools on a Thursday, should they close on the Friday as well?
Well, they're insistent on the Friday. I would, not cynically, but I would suspect it's more to do with the news cycle. The Saturday election last time for Sunday newspapers, you missed the Sunday newspaper deadlines, and working at a Sunday newspaper wasn't the most advantageous of situations. But this government, Simon Harris, is adept at media management. I think that Friday, for a number of reasons, yes, the news cycle. One place it is problematic, and I don't know if you agree with me on this, it's one of the last Fridays available for office parties. I mean, would you have difficulty getting people out then? But there is a general feeling in government that people that vote for the coalition parties are likely to go to the polls before 7-8 o'clock. You know, that number of people that come between 8 and 10 o'clock is not significant.
Yeah, but so a lot of those office parties start at lunchtime on the Friday.
Oh, I wouldn't know anymore, Pat. I don't get invited to these things. But we'll see. I think the key is for them is a short election, and they can fly away. That ultimately, it would look now like Sinn Féin are probably going to run a campaign that in some ways hides their leader. I can't see her doing any press conferences at all at this stage. She hasn't been doing them for nearly a month. It's going to be very difficult for her to go into press conferences during that election. We might see a repetition of what happened, if you remember, with Bertie Ahern in 2007, where he avoided any press conference for the first week of a general election. So they are watching Sinn Féin as well and their predicament.
Now, Sinn Féin are trying to put the lid on the whole Niall O'Donnell element of their difficulties today. Mary Lou MacDonald again will give a comprehensive apology to the chap who was 16 and is now confirmed at the time of the texting, although Sinn Féin had claimed he was 17. And there is a qualitative difference in terms of the definition of consent and the age of a child and so on. So they're going to try and close the book on that one today.
Well, a 16-year-old is a child, and they maintained throughout last week that this victim is what the person is, was 17 years of age. That does make a difference. But on a macro level, this is another week they've gone through of maintaining a position that they're now rowing back on. And there's already talk on social media and around the place that there's some kind of media conspiracy against Sinn Féin. You know, you and I have watched political crises in the past. There's usually a rule, a week, 10 days is way too long for it. I had a quick look back this morning. This has gone on since the 28th of September, where Sinn Féin have taken a position on, let's not forget, some pretty awful allegations involving children, involving a conduct of their staff around that area. So since the 28th of September, they've been maintaining a position, holding it for a few days, and then backtracking on it and admitting to what were ultimately misstatements and what they had said. And I mean, it's an awful, awful mess for them.
In the explanation in the Doyle, the feelings of the victim of Niall O'Donnell, the object of his texting, wasn't really given much care and attention by Mary Lou MacDonald. That is about to change today. She's going to give a total and comprehensive apology to him.
She
for being
is.
Insensitive. When O'Donnell resigned, first of all, no mention of why. And, you know, for that, we mentioned it on the programme last week, and it seems that this is what prompted the 17-year-old, perhaps he's almost 18 now, to come out and say it was like a mental stab, hearing the praise heaped upon O'Donnell when O'Donnell had done what he'd done.
The Sunday Independent, with an anonymised person, outlined that victim's feelings. That has been a severe blow to Sinn Féin. And again, there has been an element of forgetting that there are victims at the centre of this. You know, I wrote a piece the weekend, and just a lot of this indicates Sinn Féin's they were a party formed by Gerry Adams. They were formed as a political wing to support a paramilitary army. And even though Adams departed the scene in 2018, the party personifies that man. You know, there's an element of paranoia there. There's a total lack of self-critical analysis. And there's an element of secrecy. And all this does not lend itself to dealing with extremely sensitive matters such as what we're dealing with now. And we will see, there's a month to go, how they'll fare at the general election. But I think, and you and I just discussed this briefly this morning, I think their political difficulties started way back. So more so than dealing with this current political crisis, I think they've got to deal with a momentum issue where they've been dropping in popularity steadily since that huge mistake they made last year, putting down a motion of no confidence in the Minister for Justice. And to turn that around in the current environment when your leader is not doing press conferences, is going to be exceedingly difficult for them.
John, thank you very much for joining us. John Lee, Executive Editor of the Daily Mail Group, Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.